Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Why is there music? Music? What? Hello? 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 Oh shit, that's a lot of people. I have to be very quiet, okay? I've got my phone back temporarily, but you never know. You never know, right? I have to... Yeah. It's so scary. If I catch their attention and they come to the door and they're like, they start talking, can I end a stream by like pressing like one button on this phone? Just like, should I test it out? Let me think. If I press like the power button and like lock the phone, is it gonna stop the Twitter space? Is it? I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you. Emergency end button. The goblins. Who are the goblins? The goblins are like nieces, nephews. I think like cousin. I have one is like a cousin, like a really young cousin. It's like, what the heck is going on there? Yeah. Should I try it? You know what? I can just keep my finger like on the, there's like a little mute button, right? Hold on, I'm gonna go ahead and turn the mic off. Okay, I just gotta keep my finger on the mute button. Did somebody say I sound creepy? Why do I sound creepy? Axel is definitely muted. He's definitely muted. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I should avoid doing this. Yeah. Didn't hear anything? Okay. What'd you guys think of the episode, huh? What'd you guys think of the episode? So the first one is necessary. I had like a long discussion with Akashi about this. The first episode had to be kind of like a recap and then like a warm up, right? We discussed the idea of like jumping straight into the action, but then like if we did that, we would have skipped too much context, and it would have been like, I think it would have like we both think that it would have like detracted from the experience. So like the first one's kind of like a recap. Second one like jumps into the action, and then the third one it gets like weird. It's like it gets really weird, like episode 3 onward. Yeah. No average class 0 out of 10. Yeah. Well, the good thing is that you guys don't have to wait very long, right? The next one is going to be tomorrow. So, cool, right? Yeah. Why did it have to be 20 minutes, though? Well... Should I spoil it? The last two episodes are like the craziest. Like they're like just absolutely is like a fever dream. What the heck? Oh shit. I'm just gonna ignore that and hope they don't come knocking on my door. Oh my god. Okay. But anyways, it's a family text. They're just like, where are you? It's not the goblins, it's the parents of the goblins. Yeah. Where are you? Come on out wherever you're hiding. Yeah. Goblin, right? Anyway. The last two episodes are like a fever, like just like absolute insanity. And they're only, I think, 13, 14 minutes each. So like the last two episodes are even shorter. Yeah. We can smell the fear. The worst Marco Polo game. Could use a spear. I left it at home. Unfortunately, I left my spear at home. So, yeah. I should roll a stealth check. You know, I was such a dork that I used to keep a D20. I used to keep a D20 in my pocket wherever I went, but I stopped doing that. I don't remember when. I think like 2 or 3 years after college, when I started working full time, I stopped carrying. But like all throughout college, I carried like a D20 in my pocket. Yeah, man, you know I keep that thing on me. Oh no, super chats. Felix, thank you very much for the super chat. Metal Gear Solid Vesper Noir. Hiding away from his family in a carton box. Pretty much. I feel like I'm already too loud because they're closer than I feel comfortable admitting. They're like, they could probably hear me if they like, you know, if they do the dog thing where like they like lift their head and then they're turning their head this way and that to try to like position their ears, right? They could probably hear me. Probably. Wacky Warrior, thank you very much for the super chat. You know the manga goes recently started a sequel to the series. Interesting. Interesting. Is it in Jump? I should buy Jump and read it. Well, I haven't had time to read like anything. The last thing that I like had a chance to even like look at was it's not a manga. I watched Isekai Oji-san on like Netflix, but it's like on hiatus or something. Like it's not working. I don't know why. Something. Make him laugh. Do not make me laugh. Please don't. I beg you. That one maggot, thank you very much for the super chat. Investment time? Yeah, I got. Should I just do 30 minutes? Should I do an hour? I'll do like a full hour. I'll do a full hour. Tsukiko Ichinose, thank you very much for super chat. He's a super chat. Yeah. Okay. Let's have like a night. Okay, we're good. Watototal, thank you very much for super chat. I wanted to ask one spoiler. Did Magni forget the voice changer the whole session for Kiriba? No, he does have it, but it didn't like pick up because I think the first one he used like a big like coffee can or something. And then the second one, he used like a cup. He used a cup. Yeah, we can't give away his location. Yeah. How did the steaks turn out? Pretty good. Pretty good. I had an issue though where one, I bought three roasts, right? I bought three of them. And then one of them was small, very small. And then like it cooked faster than the other two because it's just by weight, right? But we have like. You're gonna be like, no, you're the grandpa, you're the grandpa. Like we have like an actual grandparents that came, and they prefer their meat well done. So it worked out in the end, I think. Like we just gave the well done meat to like the really young kids that didn't like red meat, and then the really like old kids. Yeah. But the two main roasts that came out really well, I'd say like rare to medium rare. Rare to medium rare, something like that. Yeah. Treacherous Saint, thank you very much for super chat. How much have I missed? Nothing. No, not much. I mean, we're only 10 minutes in out of an hour. And I have to keep my voice down because currently in a motel. I can just say that. By the way, how's the reception? Is it cutting in and out? By the way, it's freaking cold. Oh my god, it's cold outside. I'm hiding from the goblins. Yeah. No. That was me knock. That was me like drumming my fingers on the yeah. No, it's not early. It's normal. It's normal time. It's just like cold. Damn. No, it's me drumming my fingers on the tabletop. I've been outside, but for this Twitter space, I waited until my relatives woke up and then like went out, I think for breakfast or whatever. And then like I'm like in their room now. That's all I can say. I won't say anything else. I should be keeping it under the yeah. Is this ASMR? Is the vocal quality like bad? Oh, no heater in the no. It's warm enough in the room, although it's still a little bit chilly. But outside, it's like really cold. Yeah. Lo-fi ASMR. Oh no. Are you the babysitter? Kinda. Yeah. Kinda. Basically, if I'm not willing to drink with like the other old men, then they put me on babysitting duty. So like I either have to like, I mean, for lack of a better word, like my family's full of a bunch of winos. So like they can hold their liquor. And it's just like, I either, yeah, if I'm not willing to drink. Yeah, so it's just like, if I don't want to drink with them, they're like, well, if you're not going to hang out with us, then go babysit the kids. It's like, God damn it. Okay, fine. Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do? Are you telling the goblins the Mark Twain story? No. No, probably not. What have I been doing? I tried to teach them about like tabletop gaming, but they're just like too young, or they don't care, or like it's not their thing. Give them all spears. You know what I was thinking of doing? I was thinking about getting them vuvuzelas. You know what I'm talking about? I was like, can I Amazon Prime it to like the motel? Like 8 vuvuzelas so that like they can like double, like dual wield them and just like drive everybody crazy. What do you guys think? Minion of Lord Magmo 5.0, thank you very much for super chat. Since the dude who went on a hurricane to a bar. Alright, that was in college. In my defense, I was in college, and I was under a lot of stress. I think this is, like, the point in my life where I've been under, like, the least amount of stress, and I'm, like, terrified that, like, I'm, like, constantly, like, looking at that front door, and it's like, oh, no. How to get banished from family. If I die, I die. If I could trust them not to squeal and tell them who got them, the vuvuzelas, like, I would totally do it just to get my, like, revenge, right? You will also take damage. Well, like, what if I instructed them to, like, not use it until they get back home, right? Do not use it until they get back home. Yeah. Kingdom Zathers, thank you very much for the super chat. Nikki GZ, thank you for the 10 gift memberships. Thank you. So evil. I mean, they'll definitely write you out, for sure. Like, one of them is, like, so young. They're at that point where, like, they're young enough. They're old enough to be able to, like, talk. But they're so young, I'm not entirely sure that they're sentient, right? Like, I don't think this person realizes that they exist yet, even though they can talk. It's like that weird like point, right? You know. Holy Four, thank you very much for the super Hakasuba. Holy shit. I'm just doing a Twitter space, man. thank you. Treacherous Saint, thank you for the 5 gifts of memberships. We're good. We're just having a nice little chat. I just want to keep up. I don't know. I want to try to do this like on my normal streaming days. So, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I need to check to see whether I can do this with my cell phone reception, but there's no reception whatsoever at the campground. Like, there's like none, zero. There's like basically no reception. So, I might be able to like. There's like a. Is that, would I be like I think it's safe. There's a restaurant nearby. There's a restaurant nearby. What if I got breakfast? What if I got brekkie at like 9 a.m. and then at 10 a.m. I go into the bathroom and I lock the bathroom for like 1 hour and people be like banging on the door. It's like, I have to shit. Open the fucking door. It's like, you don't understand. I'm chatting with 1,000 people. Good idea, bad idea. What do you guys think? Good idea, bad idea. Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a good idea, right? Sounds like a good idea. I don't know how I would want read the chat though, because I'm on my like laptop right now. Treacher saying thank you for the 5 additional gifted memberships. Been so fun watching the Tempest D&D sessions. A lot of tempers are getting interested. So damn, teaching a bunch of them how to play. Awesome. Are you a DM? Oh. One of us, let's go. Girthden, thank you very much for the Akasuba. It's your birthday. I wanted to share it with you. You're the only VTuber that actually understands one of the things that I've experienced. Yo, congratulations. Happy birthday. Dude. I appreciate it. I hope your year went well. I hope your following year is even better. And hell yeah. Big dub, you made it. You made it. You're the only VTuber that actually understands most of the things that I've experienced. Are you a fellow boomer? Are you like a fellow, like, grouchy old man? I thought I heard something out there. Are they, like, sneaking towards my door? You know, they're like, the young ones, the goblins, are at, like, the giggly age. I don't think they'll be able to sneak up to my door without like giggling. So that's the first indicator that they're like gonna ambush me, I think. He's literally me for real, for real. Keeper of the bathroom. Astraying, thank you very much for the super chat. Yeah, I had a pretty good Christmas. The food was decent. The food was pretty good. We had a okay. We had 3 different people bring like dessert, right? We had 3 different people bring dessert, and then 2 of them brought pie, and then they got like a dick waving. They were like, "Which one's better? Like, which pie is better?" And they were like asking everybody, like, "Which one do you like better?" Oh. Yeah. Oh man, my family's full of a bunch of freaking tryhards. It's just, it's pie. You put it in your mouth and it tastes good. Come on. Yeah, pretty much. Nikki GZ, thank you very much for the super chat. Do the Twitter space during your trip. It's honest fun. That's good. That's good. I think it's not ideal, but it's definitely better than nothing, right? And I think the risk is like, I think it's worth the risk. I honestly think so. What pie flavor? One was pumpkin pie, and then the other one was what is it? Lime pie? Lime? Key lime? Key lime. Key lime. It's key lime. And so like most of the people said like pumpkin pie, but I like the key lime better. But if it's pumpkin pie, then that person wins. Yeah, like the pumpkin pie won by popular vote, but I voted for the key lime because I frankly thought that the key lime was just like better made. Like the pumpkin pie had like, I could tell that it had like pre-made like crust, and then the key lime had like handmade crust. It was good. Yeah. What's key lime? Oh man, how do you even describe it? It's like a tart pie. It's like a tart pie. It's good. It's really good. Pumpkin is cheating, especially on like holiday like dinner, right? Yeah. Bunny Bye Bye, thank you very much for the super chat. Do you have any New Year's traditions and goals? I don't really have a New Year's tradition, but what goal did I have this year? Did I have any goals? I haven't really thought that far. You know what? Maybe I should do like a New Year's stream and talk about like New Year's resolution. I typically like never follow through with New Year's resolutions. I do want to go to Antarctica. I definitely do. Yeah, I definitely do. They put keys in the pie. Hey, if I can put coins in my tea, then who's to say that I can't put key in my pie, right? Think about it. Think about it. I told staff that I wanted to stream from Antarctica in 2023, and they thought I was joking. They were like, good one, Vesper. Oh, you're such a card. So I don't think it's really sunk in that, like, no, I actually, I mean, I'll probably fail, but I'm gonna try. Yeah. New user shows 1080p. Cransicle. Attaboy, attaboy. Okay. Oh, uh-oh. Did it cancel out? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Can I make it bigger? Okay, we're good. Okay, we're back. You'll probably need Starlink. Yeah, that's the goal. Like I heard that, like that's the reason why like I decided to want to go to Antarctica because I heard that they're finally adding like Starlink service like over Antarctica for whatever reason. I just need to make sure that it's like high enough upstream that I can, yeah, high enough upstream that I can actually stream. I guess I could do like Twitter Spaces, but like I do want to. Is this why you need the second sphere? The second sphere is because like, you guys know what catch and cook videos are? Recently, I've been like addicted to catch and cook videos on YouTube, and I saw a guy using like fishing spears to catch like fish and eat them, and it's like I've never done it that way. I've never done it that way. Can I really call myself an angler? Like, if I don't actually like, yeah, ice fishing goals. I want to go ice fishing too. I've gone a couple times, but I never caught anything. Yeah. Antarctica does have a lot of researchers there. Yeah, that's probably where I would go if I could. I think there's like a big research station there, right? And I think that's where I would go. But then, like, if I did a stream, I would probably set up like a hot tent. I'd probably set up like a hot tent and like stream in a tent. You want to go spear fishing? Yeah, I've never done it before, so like, I kind of want to. Will you make a tuna fishing stream? Oh my God, could you even imagine? The world would be at my fingertips if I could like get good satellite internet. Yeah. I have a friend in Antarctica right now. Hell yeah. What the heck? Are they a scientist? Are you gonna use scholar rooms? Yeah. McMurdo is the one that I heard. That's the biggest one, right? It's like a dormitory. There's like hundreds of people at McMurdo Point, right? Yeah. No, not my boar spear. That one's for boars. I want to buy a second spear with the Vestie's permission. When I get back, I want to buy a second spear, and it's going to be like a fishing spear, like a ready-made one, and it's got like the double point, the dual point. Yeah. First VTuber assimilated by the thing. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Oh, no, I missed one. Ah, Monty Panzer, I'm sorry. Oh, there we go. I see it. Vesper, I want to stream from Antarctica. Staff. Yeah, exactly what you're talking about. Can I get an advance? Oh, you're serious. The classic Spider-Man movies. I should rewatch them. I kind of like the classic ones. They're pretty good. I it's like too nerve-wracking. I don't think I want to do this again tomorrow. I might have to put the restaurant bathroom plan into place, because I would rather have like people banging on it, like a bathroom door, and being like, open the door, because like they're not going to say my name, right? They're not going to say my name. Like, so like they can come in and they can like, they can knock on the door and yell at me, and then I could just like end the stream. But like, this is like, I'm like, I'm on the razor's edge, so to speak, right? Hold the door! Hold the door! Girthden, thank you for the super chat once again. You already gave me this. And happy birthday once again, by the way. Just a warning, I'm pretty sure the second Earth Stargate is in Antarctica. Could you like imagine? Could you imagine the amount of views if it's like, hey YouTube, what's up? It's your boy, Vesper Noir. I just unearthed the second Stargate here in Antarctica, and I'm gonna jump through it and you get to see first view of the universe. And then I jump in and I just like disappear, right? Because there's no reception. And then I just like never come back. It's your boy. Mirage, thank you for the super chat. Vuvuzela funds before the second spear purchase. And then spear gang field trip to Antarctica. Dude, that would be so cool. No, I don't think I'm going to get the kids. Vuvuzela's like, it's funny to think about, but like, I just don't think that's a good idea. I like, just don't think that's a good idea. You'll become a legend. Unscheduled off-world activation. You'll probably just release it. It's for the content. Which of the Tempest boys would you go fishing with? Let me think. Definitely not Dez. Because Dez is like, for how messy his room is, like, he's actually kind of a clean freak. And I feel like he would hate fishing. He would hate, like, live bait. He would hate, like, fish scent. He's like, ugh, smells disgusting. And then if he caught one, he would do his, like, little high-pitched, like, eek. And, like, he would refuse to, like, touch a fish. Probably Altair. Yeah, I think Axel would get bored, because fishing requires like a lot of patience. I feel like Axel would go, but then he'd be like, he'd get like distracted, right? Maybe by some like Ichinonesans that are like on the beach or whatever, right? He'd get distracted and then like he'd like wander off. Altair did fishing simulator. I missed that. So I think like probably Altair. And Axel a beer. Just bring it to this. Oh, yeah. Just, like, have them, like, waiting around, right? Yeah. Ayo, nothing is happening. Edgy fish, son. Days, thank you for the super chat. Streaming from Antarctica sounds nice and all, but come on, you can do better. At least Moon or maybe Mars. I mean, that's a joke, Days, but like, can I get like personal, like really like actual personal? Before I die, before that like creepy family that's like trying to kill me for whatever reason, like actually finishes the job, like. Before I die, like, I want to go to the moon. Like, I want to, like, set foot on the moon and, like, walk around on the moon. And it might be, like, what, 20 years, 30 years, something like that? Like, tourism. Like, moon tourism. Like if it gets to the point where, like, it becomes, like, feasible. You give them, like, a boatload of cash and then, like, they'll take you to the moon and then they'll come back. Something like that. It might be like 20 years away, but actually when I was a kid, I thought maybe like it would have been possible around now, like by 2020, like we would have advanced far enough that like there would be like tourism trips to the moon, because I remember I think when I was in like elementary or like middle school, they did like they were talking about doing tourism trips into space, right? I think when I was in middle school, they were like, oh yeah, we're preparing for the first couple like space tourists that are like going into space. It's like, so if they're already at that point, then like how much longer until like we get like moon tourism, right? Yeah. That's like actually like a bucket list thing, like a lifelong dream. I would love to be able to like go to the moon. I probably wouldn't, there's no way I could stream it, but like, yeah. Dr. Wowie, thank you very much for the super chat. Are you hiding from the mind goblins? They're not in my mind. I swear to you, like, they're very real. They're very hyper. They ask too many questions. One of them is like not sentient yet, and they keep like that one likes to like ride on shoulders, and they like they pull my hair to like to denote like which way they want me to go, like I'm a freaking horse. It's like, it's not good. I hate that one the most. The one that like cries unless they get to ride on the shoulders, and then they like pull on my hair to show me like which way they want me to go. I hate that one the most. That one, yeah, it's like literally Ratatouille. My sibling was like, oh, it's like Ratatouille. Mood Lamp, thank you very much for the super chat. Moon Fun, thank you very much. At this point, I'm becoming such a pessimist. I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime that we're going to get moon tourism. I'm not really like, I don't really care about space that much, like going into space. I want to go to the moon. And I was like hoping like 2020, 2025, but like it's looking like it's not going to happen. So, yeah. Ah, damn it. I got these nuts. Damn it. Sir Shabby, thank you very much for the super chat. Much appreciated. Cattle Dog, thank you very much for the super chat. I'm from Louisiana, and you can't call yourself an angler until you go catfish noodling. I know what noodling is. Do you guys know what noodling is? Do you guys know what noodling is? Noodling is when, because catfish, they live in like holes in the mud, like under the water, in like brackish water. And noodling is where you stick your hand to try to like grab the catfish inside and then pull the catfish out, right? But there's danger to that because like usually where that happens, I think it probably in Louisiana, they share that space with snapping turtles. Have you ever seen snapping turtles? They'll take a finger off. They'll take a hand off too. So it's just like, I'm never going to noodle ever. Okay, fine. I'm not an angler. I'm not. I'm just a poser. No. Not alligators. Alligators typically don't live in the hole because like they need to like breathe, right? But catfish and snapping turtles, they like kind of share that like living space. Yeah. Yeah. Damn it, Wowie, you got me. All right, fine. I got these nuts. I accept my loss. The Silver Sky, thank you very much for Super Chat. Moon Fun, let's go. Doug Hood, thank you very much for Super Chat. Swiss Space Force, where my brother built me a PC 20 years ago. It's called a Western Digital 880 gigabyte hard drive in Windows XP. Moving in February, should I keep it for nostalgia or finally toss it? It still works. I'm guessing if it was a PC that was built 20 years ago, it might even be like a full tower. I would personally keep it, but I understand why you would. You know what? Why don't you like scrap it and then chemically separate the gold from the contact parts and then like turn it into like a little gold nugget? Huh? What do you think? Thank you for the super chat. Days, the Vespony is real. Genoise, thank you very much for the super chat once again. The more I learn about the size of the universe, the more depressing that it gets to me. Like, the thing that like blows my freaking mind is like the concept of an observable universe. Have you guys heard of like the concept of the observable universe? Like why it's called that? I'm sure you guys have heard that, like probably like a sci-fi show or something like that. Okay, so the observable universe the critical element to that is the fact that like space is expanding, right? Like space is expanding. And like the further you get away from two points, the quicker, like not quicker, but like in general, like the rate of expansion goes up the further the distance, right? And so like if you think about it, like there's a point where you're so far away from another point in space that that expansion is faster than the speed of light. If you think about it, it's faster than the speed of light. So at that point, like a star from that point is shining light at us, but space is expanding so quickly that that light will never reach us, right? And so that's that point where space is expanding faster than the speed of light, like one like infinitesimal moment, like faster than the speed of light, that's the end of the observable universe from where we're standing on Earth, or where you're standing on Earth. So like there's like still more stuff out there, but like we'll never be able to see it because space is expanding so quickly. Like we can't see light from the stars from that point. Eat that, Mike. Okay, there you go. I don't know why I did that. Girthin, thank you very much for the super chat. Once again, did you remember the Henlin Harriman story where he finally got to go to the moon? The story was called Requiem. No, I don't remember that. I don't remember that. Space is being eternal. Dark End is zero. Thank you very much for the super chat. Indeed, indeed. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Why did you do it? I don't know. It smells like toothpaste now. By the way, my mic is my work iPhone. It's for the content. Haha, no big deal. Haha. He's weak to us. I am. Intrusive thoughts? I don't know. I'm sniffing like the part of the iPhone that I put into my mouth. And it's like, yeah. Don't sniff me. Hollow Beans, thank you very much for the super chat. Speaking of space, I can't wait for the next Outer Wild stream. Yeah! I gotta finish it. I gotta like 100%. I might have to like, I don't think I can like speed run to the end. I think I have to like uncover everything because it's like, it's too deep. It's too deep. How do we smell? You smell like toothpaste. I'm pretty sure Axel put his whole mic in his mouth, so you're fine. Ah, we share the same brain cell for sure. I bought Outer Wilds after that stream. Nikki, did you finish? Don't spoil anything, but did you finish the game? I've been thinking about it like nonstop. Outer Wilds, like I've been like thinking about it nonstop. Like what? What is going on? This makes me feel weird. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. What kind of toothpaste? I don't remember the brand, but it's like a red tube. The color of the toothpaste is like not the tooth. The color of the toothpaste is like teal, and the color of the container is red. Make of that what you will. Yeah. Obligatory boy smell coffee pasta. I kind of want to do boy smell, but like mag. Kind of want to do like instead of boy mag. I'll think about it. No promise. I'll think about it. I've been thinking about I've been thinking about Outer Wilds and like what is the Outer Wild? Yeah, like what. Why is the world ending? It's definitely because like they did something. Those stupid three-eyed aliens, they did something, right? And then I think there's also like the implication that like somebody did something to like activate their ancient tech or something, and it like triggered like the end of the world, like a supernova or something. Like, yeah, no spoilers. Do not spoil anything, please. All right, you know what? We're gonna move on. We're gonna move on. Let's just move on. No spoilers. Yeah. Don't ask questions. Yeah, okay. All right. Let's move on. Let's change the subject. Let's change the subject. Time for a migraine nap. I'll use this Twitter space as my bedtime story. Should I tell a bedtime story? Probably need to check just to make sure. I don't think I could do it like on the fly. I have to double check to make sure that copyright is good. Tempest D&D. You guys just gotta watch. Please, like, keep watching until episode three, and you'll see when all hell breaks loose, and it's just like the most unhinged, insane, but also like it makes sense. It's not just them being like random. It's they make a series of very bad decisions, and it just like compounds over and over and over again. And like every bad decision they make like increases the momentum of like the car crash that is to come. Yeah. Will you be in the premiere with us? I was watching with you guys for episode one. I didn't really comment too much on it, but I was there. I was there. Yeah. Hey, Wolfie Q. Thank you very much for the super chat. Good evening from Germany. My first super from my favorite grandfather. Thank you very much. Actually, I don't know what I should ask. Favorite Sanrio character and favorite class in Final Fantasy 14. Let me think. Favorite Sanrio character. Hold on. At the risk of getting like bonked if I'm completely wrong, is Bats Maru a Sanrio character? Like the penguin? The penguin with like the deadpan face. Bats Maru. Is that Sanrio or is it not? That one's my favorite. Yeah. Favorite class in Final Fantasy 14. Because I haven't played 14. I played 14 in the alpha. I played it in the beta. I played it at launch. And then I played it all the way up until 2.0. And then at 2.0, the subscription model like started again, and then I just like never played it again. So this is basically me guessing what my favorite is. Probably Dragoon. Yeah. Dragoon for damage. And then I think like maybe is Red Mage. Well, everybody can solo, right? Everybody can solo in 14. FF14 beta gang. Are you a fellow beta sufferer, Kazu? Did you suffer too? Do you remember? Do you remember when like they had nothing? They didn't even have like the Darkhold. They had like nothing. Like you logged in and then like you were leveling, and it was just like there was like nothing to do in that game. And then you got to the cap, and I was just like, "What do I do now?" And then you just started crafting, and then the crafting was so messed up. Oh my God. And then they finally added the first dungeon, the very first dungeon in the game, and then people were spamming it over and over again. But then there was a boss where like the latency meant so that like if you were not in Japan, it was like incredibly difficult to clear that until like you just did it through repetition over and over and over again. Yeah. And then remember, they also fixed it, quote unquote, fixed it so that like EXP share was like weird. Like you could form a full party of like eight people and just like smash people and get full EXP. So like you would form these like gigantic parties, go out there, and then just like level up like incredibly quickly. Yeah, I remember that. When they made it like really easy to level. Man. I played Final Fantasy 14 since 1.0, and I remember how Flower Pots had too many pixels and lagged the whole game. I remember that. Yeah, Zemael Darkhold. Yeah, that was the very first dungeon in the game. Yeah. Oh, man. What else do I remember about 14? What else do I remember? Altair is planning on marrying Des in FF14. You should play. You should oppose the wedding. Why would I oppose? More power to them. More power to them. Blackwin, thank you very much for the super chat. What are some house rules that you have when playing D&D? My group has to take a shot, usually Kraken. Oh, Kraken. That's good rum. Jack Daniels, every time we drink a potion. That's actually a pretty good house rule. I don't think I would ever like institute that. What house rules do I have? Do I have any house rules? I don't think I have any like cool house rules like that. I've like changed the base rules of the game a little bit here and there. And I'm sure people have noticed that, right? I'm sure people have noticed that like I changed the rules around a little bit. The one that I think is like the most contested because like it weakens rogues is the and I didn't do that for this session because I knew people would be really pissed off, but like I allow people to drink a potion with a bonus action, and like some people really hate that, so like I didn't do that this time. I'm not allowing the boys to drink a potion is a bonus action because then that makes the rogue weaker, right? But if I'm like DMing a party that does not have a rogue, then I don't really see the downside to letting them quaff a potion with a bonus action. It's a big house rule. If there's a rogue or a thief in the party, then I won't do that. Yeah. I thought he was just talking about house rules in general. Yeah. Interesting. Rules as written, fast hand doesn't work with potions anyways. Why? Is it because it's a magic item? Is it because it counts as like a magic item? Something like that. Quaffing potions all day, every day. I think if you do that. I think if you do like the bonus action potion rule, you have to make potions really, really rare. Hanging out with Altair and the Cultair in 14 yesterday was a blast, most fun I've had in a while. I heard that and I was like a little bit worried, but it sounds like it went off like really well, right? It sounds like everything went off without a hitch, right? I was a little bit like worried. If you like being hated, drinking a potion is interacting with an object which should fall under free action. No, potion is not a free action for sure. For me it's either like the full action or a bonus action. Yeah. Hey Doug, thanks for being a member, appreciate it. Dr. Wowie, you've ruined it. From now on, Dr. Wowie, I'm gonna like read and double check everything that you like Everything that you write, just to make sure I'm not getting these nuts. Just face roll all around. Okay. Thank you for the super chat. Vita Hide, thank you very much for the super chat. Currently leveling my Vesper alt and then Final Fantasy 14 on Scholar, trying to take screenshots and non-spoiler along the way, and we'll tweet some of them soon. Nice. Did you name your character after me? Dog! Thank you for the 10 gifted memberships. Holy shit. Thank you. Okay. Okay, I think we made it. Man, it kind of like passed quickly in time. Okay. We're gonna make it to 1 hour. If they fucking dox me, I swear to God, at like 55 minutes, I'm gonna lose my shit. Yeah, Jello. I think I'm only gonna go for exactly 1 hour, and then I'll call it, and then I'm gonna try to do another space tomorrow. No promises. I might not, but I don't think I'm gonna do it again, like here in the motel, because it's just too. It's too anxiety inducing. So I think I'm gonna dox them back. I think I'm gonna. I might try the restaurant bathroom strat. I might try that if I can, like, dual wield my phone and, like, look at chat on my phone, my personal phone. Like, go into the stream and then look at chat through that, and then use, like, the work phone to be my Twitter space, like, mic. Do it however you want to. No pressure. Understandable. I don't even know how the reception is at that restaurant, because I haven't eaten there yet. So if the reception is still, like, pretty bad even in there, then, like, I can't even do that. How is that better? Well, Valkis, it's better because the goblins can dox me. But the random person at that restaurant that's, like, furious that I've been in the bathroom for, like, 40 minutes and they need to take a dump or they're going to die and, like, shit on the floor, they're just going to be pissed off and they're going to call me, like, an asshole, right? Yeah. It's too dangerous. Vesper, why are you in the bathroom for an hour? No. I'm planning on doing my next Twitter space in a restaurant bathroom instead of here, in a motel. Because I think it's, like, relatively safer. Yeah. Please don't. Better not to risk it. Way too risky. If they're a vestie, like, I'm done. Like, I'm just gonna walk off, like, into the wasteland and never return. Could you even imagine that? I'm just gonna walk off into the wasteland, never to return. Manasen, please stop him. Yeah, I mean, I was told I should have, like, more faith. I should have more faith in the vesties and just be like, you can focus on family time. And they're not gonna leave. They'll welcome you back. Like, you don't need to like you don't need to do, like, these, like, Twitter spaces, but, like, I just wanna. I just think they're fun. I just wanna. They're fun. You guys are having fun, right? Right? I mean, it's not like you would have preferred, like, none. It was fun. I had fun. I hope you guys had fun. I had fun. Let him cool. I think as long as, like, everybody involved is having fun and I'm not, like, putting out exceptionally breathtakingly bad content, as long as I'm not, like, if this Twitter space was, like, bad and it's, like, pulling down the quality of my streams or my Zatsudan, then yeah, I would probably think, like, I should probably just wait until I'm in a better condition, better situation, and then start streaming again. But I think I had a lot of fun. It was fun in a different way, right? Maybe the mic quality was a little bit shittier, but we had a pretty funny chat. I'm so sleep deprived, but this is fun. Good. We just want you to have biking time. Yeah, true. We're at the 55-minute mark. We got 5 minutes left. We're good. Restaurant owner blasting Twitter space on speaker. It's really an issue of, like, reception. It's just an issue of reception and, like, being safe from people who know who I am. I'm glad you're having fun, but stay safe. Yeah, I'll prioritize it. I mean, if I really, really... I'm going to avoid doing this again. I don't think I'm going to stream it at the motel again, but if I can't find another option that's not here, then maybe I'll take a break from the space, maybe. Yeah. We're having fun, but we want you to be safe too. We will live skipping a day or two or three. Be safe. Touch your rice. Wait. Minion, did you find my rice? There's an implication there that we're having fun, but we want you to be safe too. We will live skipping a day or be safe or I'm going to touch your rice. That implies that you found it. I'm a driver. I'm a driver, but I didn't bring my own car. I can't check my safety rice. I can't. I can't check my safety rice. Shit. We have it. They have my rice. Listen to you. Listen to me. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. But I have, I can't do, you know what I'm talking about? I have a special set of skills. Skills that will help me find you. Listen to you, shut up. Okay. should I do mag smell? Just end it. I want to give you guys something worth the hour that you wasted hanging out with me. Boy smell copy pasta. There we go. Okay. Okay. I hate this copy pasta so much. I hate it so much. Okay, you ready? Do you want me to do sniff sniff or like the actual? Which one do you prefer? Would you rather me like actually say the word sniff or like actually? Oh no, is Altair here? Magmo knows all. Magmo sees all. All your rice are belong to us. Okay. No, I'm not going to do the Vaporeon copy pot. Actually, sniff. Okay, okay. Are you ready? Okay, okay. Is that a mag I smell? Yes, I smell it. Mag smell. I smell a mag. What is a mag doing here? Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? There's a mag here. I'm freaking out so much. Okay, calm down, and take a nice deep breath. It smells so good. I love mag smell so much. It makes me feel so amazing. I'm getting tingles all over from the delicious mag scent. It's driving me mag crazy. Oh wait, this one's not complete. That's not the whole thing. God damn it. It's not the complete one. Ah, here we go. It's driving me mag crazy. If you are a mag and you are reading this, I just want to say hi, cute mag. I love you. Are we done? Redo it? I refuse, X-Potato. Cool name, by the way. No, I refuse. There's no redo. It's not going to happen. No, I'm not going to do it from the top. No, absolutely not. If you repeat everything I've done. I know these lines. Look away, goblins. Okay. All right. You know what? No promises. I might do it again next Twitter space. Okay? I might do it again next Twitter space. Not this one, okay? All right? Okay, I think we made it to the end. I'm safe. Oh, I made it. Okay, all right, I'm going to end the space now. Everybody, thank you for coming. Thank you for listening with me. Thanks for chatting. No promises. I might do one tomorrow, but maybe not. I need to figure out, like, a better, safer situation. Take care, everybody. Goodbye. Take care. Bye.